You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the pod. If you are new here, welcome. My name is Jasmine. I am a certified life coach and content creator. Here on Just Glow With It, we talk about all things lifestyle, wellness, and self-growth from a balanced perspective. So just to set the scene for you, it is an early Tuesday morning. I'm sitting here in bed with my warm lemon water recording this episode, which I don't typically record my episodes this early in the morning, but we are in a time crunch this week, so here I am. So if my voice sounds a little bit more tired or raspy in today's episode, that is why. But anyways, today we are chatting about my five holistic productivity practices that I do that help me to get things done. These are habits that I've cultivated over time, and I'm using the term holistic in this because with everything that I do in life, including productivity or work-related things, I do my best to approach life and things from a very intuitive, aligned, and balanced perspective. So this is not an episode on how we can optimize or maximize our productivity, how we can get a million and one things done in an hour, or anything that's giving into toxic hustle culture. This is how I get things done in my life, stay productive in the most aligned, balanced, and holistic way. So I wanted to talk about this because, of course, these are things that have helped me in my productivity, but also because I have a very, very busy week this week. I am flying back home to California next week to visit family and friends, which I'm so excited for. It's been over 5 months since I've seen them, and I have quite a bit of work to do this week. But with that, I wanted to ensure that I was still taking proper care of myself, still prioritizing my wellness goals, and not allowing myself to burn out. I know with the holiday season approaching, there's a lot of traveling and events and planning and prepping and visiting family, and this is kind of the time where we neglect our self-care or our wellness goals. We're not taking proper care of ourselves. All of that just kind of goes out the window. So my intentions with today's episode is to show you all that no matter how busy life might get, or no matter what time of year it is, or what you have going on in your life, with these simple holistic practices, you can still manage to prioritize yourself, get things done, and stay productive. So I really hope that you enjoy this episode. If you do, I would so appreciate if you could rate and review the podcast. That would mean so much to me, and share this episode with anyone who you think may enjoy this as well. And if you love this type of content and want more of this in your life, be sure to follow me on my socials as well as my YouTube channel. I create a bunch of content on wellness, lifestyle, self-growth, self-care, all of that. The link to everything will be in the show notes. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get into today's episode. So like I mentioned in the intro, with everything that I do in life, I like to take a very intuitive, aligned, and balanced approach. And this includes listening to my body or being mindful of the cycle or season that my body is in, meaning my menstrual cycle or my luteal cycle or follicular phase, whatever it is. I take those things into consideration. I also take into consideration my mental state, my mental health, what things may be going on in my life, how much of a workload I have each week, each month, things like that. So this is an overall mind, body, and soul kind of approach, hence the term holistic productivity habits. So my first habit to help me stay productive is to set clear intentions. I've really been into setting intentions lately again, even on a very micro level, meaning for every mini moment in my life, I have been setting a clear intention. For example, right before I started recording this episode, I set a clear intention of how I wanted to feel with this episode, how I wanted you guys to interpret this episode and the outcome of it, and how I want to show up and things like that. Also, coming into this week, my intentions are to prioritize my wellness goals and focus on getting things done in an aligned way. Like I said, my reason for these intentions are so that, one, I'm still taking proper care of myself and working on my wellness goals, but also so I can enjoy my time back home and not have too much on my plate. And last weekend, my intentions were to practice self-love, do something creative with my boyfriend, and just enjoy the simple things together. By creating these intentions, it gives me a clear focus on what I want to accomplish, how I want to feel, what I want to experience, and it ensures that I stay on track with that. So I'll give you a quick example of how setting intentions has been very, very helpful for me. This past weekend, like I said, my intentions were to practice self-love, enjoy the weekend with my boyfriend. So on Saturday, I was getting ready to go to the state fair, which if you follow me on Instagram, you saw me post that on my Insta stories. But as I was getting ready, I really just wasn't feeling myself at all. It was one of those days where my hair wasn't cooperating, my makeup wasn't looking good, I had a breakout, I just wasn't feeling it. You know, we've all been there. And because of that, I really started to feel my energy just become very negative. You know how it is when you're getting yourself together and you still don't feel your best. It can really take a toll on your self-esteem, ruin your mood, and that's kind of what was happening with me. And in that moment, I remembered my intentions that I set for the weekend, and I gave myself a little pep talk. I rearranged my energy and my mindset because I knew that if I continued to kind of feel bad about myself and not feel good, that it would impact my experience at the state fair and also impact my boyfriend's experience, and it would ruin the night, and I did not want to do that. That was not aligned with my intentions. So I shifted my energy, I gave myself a pep talk, and I ended up having the best night with my boyfriend. It was our first time at the Arizona State Fair since we've moved here, and it was a wonderful experience. It was a very lovely night. A lot of it is owed to the fact that I remembered my intentions that I set for myself, and I made sure that I was going into this evening with those intentions in mind. So I'm really glad that I set that intention for myself and that I remembered that this is what I'm trying to experience and this is how I want to feel this weekend, and so that is what I did. So you can start by creating your intentions on a daily basis, weekly basis. I recommend starting off with 1 to 3 intentions. You don't want to overwhelm yourself with a million different intentions. Have a clear focus on what you want to feel, what you want to experience, and what you want to accomplish. That's kind of a great starting point with that.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
My second holistic practice that helps me to stay productive is to prioritize myself. So when it comes to making time for ourselves, our wellness goals, things like that, I think the approach most of us tend to make is to find time in our schedule to squeeze in a workout class or a journaling session, when I think it should be the other way around. So instead of trying to find time in your busy schedule to practice self-care, to journal for 5 minutes, to take a walk, instead plan those things in your life and around your work schedule, and let that be non-negotiable times where you have to show up for yourself, and everything else in life, you can work around that. When we don't prioritize ourselves, especially when life gets busy, this is when we can begin to feel burnt out, overwhelmed, stressed. If we want to do the best that we can, show up for our family, our work, our friends, ourselves, we have to make sure our tank is full and that we are being well taken care of. So this includes getting enough rest, moving our bodies, nourishing ourselves properly, checking in with ourselves daily, and practicing those simple self-care habits. Remember how I've said in the past, our self-care rituals and routines should be used as maintenance, not only when we are on the verge of burnout and we desperately need them. The way that you do that is by prioritizing yourself, and instead of waiting till the last minute to try to squeeze in a 5-minute walk, plan that ahead of time into your schedule, make it a non-negotiable, and anything else other than, of course, you know, work, if you have a set schedule, can be planned around that. So I'll give you a real life example for me. So my evening routine starts around 8:30 p.m. This is when I start to go into unwind mode. I start to, you know, clean up around my house, do my skincare, shower, journal, things like that. I like to take a few hours at the end of the day to unwind my mind, relax, and kind of get my body and my mind ready for bed. This is a non-negotiable for me. This is what I do every single night. And so when I'm, let's say, scheduling a FaceTime date with my best friend, when we are coordinating times, I know realistically we can talk on the phone for like 2 to 3 hours. So I will not schedule a FaceTime date with her at 7 p.m. on a Wednesday night when I know that I start my evening routine at 8:30, especially if I haven't talked to her in a while and I know that we can talk for a few hours and it's not a conversation that I want to cut short. I want to be able to engage with my best friend, talk to her about life, and not feel like I have to rush the conversation. With that in mind, I will schedule it either on the weekend or at a different time that works for the both of us. But I think that having these non-negotiable time in our schedule where we prioritize ourselves is so important for our overall well-being. I know that if I were to schedule, let's say, a FaceTime date with her around 7:30, 8 p.m., and we don't get off the phone till 10 p.m., well, now I am running behind on my evening routine. I know that I didn't take the time to like unwind from the day, to journal, to do my skincare routine. I probably won't get good rest, and in the morning I will wake up feeling unrested. I will wake up feeling all over the place and not as my best self, and then that will affect me throughout the rest of the day. So prioritize yourself, fit time for yourself, whether that's 5 minutes of journaling, 5 minutes of walking, 5 minutes of deep breathing into your schedule, and work everything else in your life around those times and around your work schedule, of course. So my third practice is to plan ahead. So if you are someone who struggles with decision fatigue, you get easily overwhelmed with having to make a bunch of decisions each day, or you struggle with trying to figure out what you want to cook each night, or you don't have a clue on what to focus on for the day, how to work out, things like that, planning ahead is going to be your best friend. And I actually have a whole YouTube video on how I plan and organize my life from a monthly and weekly basis. So you can definitely check that out if you want a more detailed, step-by-step, informative video. Just go to my YouTube channel. But basically, at the beginning of every week, I like to sit down and do a huge brain dump of my life and plan out my meals, my to-do list, my top priorities when it comes to work, my wellness goals, pretty much everything. This helps me save so much time, so much energy, and I'm so much more well prepared for the week, and I'm ready to get things done. And because I like to take an intuitive and balanced approach to things, I like to leave room for flexibility. For example, I know exactly what I'm going to cook this week, but I won't choose what I'm going to cook until that day. I like to see, you know, how I feel, what I'm craving, how much time I have, and just base my decision off that. And that is so much easier than trying to figure out that day what you are going to make, trying to see what you have in the fridge. Do you need to run to the grocery store? That's just, it's too chaotic. It's too messy for me. It takes too much time. This is a more efficient way for me to make sure that I'm eating well, I'm cooking my meals at home, I'm using up the groceries in my fridge in a very simple way. So my fourth practice is to manage your to-do list efficiently. This goes back to shifting away from the I have to do it all on my own mindset. And whenever I have a super busy schedule like I do this week, or I'm feeling overwhelmed with work, there are a few questions I ask to ensure I don't burn out, but I'm still getting what I need to get done. So the first question that I usually journal on at the beginning of the week is what are my top priorities this week or today? Like, what are the things that I have to get done that cannot wait? The second question that I ask myself is, what is a lower priority and can wait? What is something that I can do tomorrow or I can push to next week and it's not that big of a deal? The third question that I ask is, where can I delegate tasks so that I can free up my time? Take this week, for example. Like I said, I have a really, really busy week. So my top priorities are my wellness goals, recording 2 episodes this week so I don't have to record one next week, and also filming 2 YouTube videos. As far as my lower priorities, those are things like creating content for social media, Instagram Reels, TikToks. Those are things that aren't really important. I don't have to do, but I would like to do to stay consistent. But if I don't, it's not the end of the world. As far as where I can delegate or what I can delegate, those things are cooking and house chores. So I told my boyfriend this week, love you, but I don't think I will have much time to do my end of the house stuff. So do you mind picking up my slack and helping me out a little bit more and doing a bit more than you normally do? And of course, you know, he was like, I got you. Let me know where you need help, how and what I can do. I'm not gonna lie, coming into this week, I did feel very, very overwhelmed and stressed. But once I understood what my top priorities were, what my lower priorities were, and what I could delegate, it relieved so much unnecessary stress and overwhelm in my life. And I know as long as I get my main priorities done, I'm good. And anything else I'm able to get done, if I have time for it, that's amazing. But if not, I'm still on track with where I need to be in terms of my work stuff and house stuff and things like that. I feel like when we have this I can't ask for help mentality, I have to do it all myself, or I'm all on my own hyper independence mindset, we add so much unnecessary stress to our lives. Yes, it's important to be consistent with your goals and your work and things like that, but it's okay to push things to next week or the next day. It's okay if you miss a day of not working out or not eating right. Like, one day is not going to put you back as much as you think, which leads me to my next tip, and that's to honor progress over perfection. So when it comes to productivity and wellness and, you know, getting things done, I think a lot of us tend to have an all or nothing mindset. So maybe you started the week off wrong, right? And instead of trying again on Tuesday, you decide to just wait until the next week to hit restart. And someone who does a great job sharing how to overcome this mindset is my friend and my old client, Miriam. She is actually a nutrition and fitness coach. I had her on the podcast not too long ago. If you want to listen to that episode, I definitely recommend. She shared so many great insights on just health and wellness and things like that. But she recently posted on her Instagram talking about this all or nothing mindset when it comes to working towards our wellness goals or just our goals in general. She basically said how eating quote unquote bad one day out of the week, or not working out one day out of the week, or maybe having a bad mental health day, that does not mean you are failing, that is, does not mean you are falling behind, or that you are going to lose all of the progress that you've made. She said something very, very powerful that really shifted my mindset when it comes to this all or nothing kind of mentality. And she said, if you have one day out of the week where you're quote unquote off track with your wellness goals or your goals, that means you're still on track 86% of the time. This was such a powerful mindset shift for me. She makes such a great point. How many times have you skipped a workout or ate a meal that wasn't the best for you and you felt like, oh, well, there's no point in trying this week, so I'll just wait until next week or next month to hit restart. But one day out of 7 days is not going to make that big of a difference. And I think this perspective is so helpful, especially with the holidays around the corner. And like I said, this is a very busy time. 1 or 2 days of enjoying your holidays with your family, skipping a workout, that is not going to jeopardize the progress that you've made. So thank you to Miriam for that perspective, because I think it's so easy to get stuck in that all or nothing mindset, and it's a very, very harmful perspective to have, and it just sets us up for failure because it's not realistic to think, especially during the holiday season and things like that, it's not very realistic to believe that we can be perfect and be on track 24/7 when it shouldn't be like that. We should be able to enjoy the things that we love to do. We should be able to enjoy resting and spending time with family and friends and eating comfort food that maybe we typically don't eat throughout the week or throughout the year. So I hope that you take this perspective with you throughout the holiday season and throughout the rest of life. Basically, I feel like this perspective can really apply and be helpful through any time of the year, but especially during this time. Remember, it's all about listening to your body, honoring your intuition, taking a balanced approach and not trying to be perfect, not trying to be that girl 24/7. If anything, being that girl is doing all of the things that I just talked about, which is listening to your body, following your intuition, and enjoying life, but also working towards your goals. So finding that balance that works for you and your lifestyle is what makes you that girl. So that is all I have to say for today's episode. I really hope that you enjoyed. I hope that you feel called to implement some of these holistic practices into your life. If you have any more questions or if you want any more insights on how I implement these practices into my life, feel free to send me a DM on Instagram. And again, if you want more of this content, be sure to follow my other platforms as well as my YouTube channel, where I have more of this and some. And as always, until next time, remember to just go with it.